श्रीमद्भागवतम 1:10:21 स वै किलायं पुरुषः पुरातनो य एक आसीदविशेषात्मनि अग्रे गुणेभ्यो जगदात्मनीश्वरे निमिलितात्मन्निशिसुप्तशक्तिषु. सो हियर द कुरु लेडीज आर ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्णा एज ही एज दे बिहोल्ड हिम departing from Hastinapur to go towards Dwarka. And in the previous text it was said that their mutual discussions, actually it was not that they were standing in front of Krishna and offering prayers to him, rather they are on the terraces of their houses, and from there they are beholding Krishna as he is departing. They are offering, they are showering flowers on him, and they are watching, beholding, they are discussing among themselves. So Savai, here he is, that very person. Kilayam purushah puratano, kil ayam, this very purusham purata, purushah puratano, that primeval person. Ya ek asid avisheshatmani, that one who is existed since time immemorial, avishedatmani, who is materially unmanifested, avisheshatmani. Agre gunebhyo jagadatminishvare, agre gunebhyo. So, agre, at the beginning, before the creation, gunebhyo, even before the modes of material nature are manifested, jagadatmanishvare, he is the Ishvara, the Lord of the universe, he is the soul of the universe, that Supreme Lord. निमिलित आत्मन निशिसुप्त शक्तिषु. सो इनटू हिम निमिलित आत्मन, द लिविंग एंटिटीज एंटर एट द एंड ऑफ क्रिएशन. सुप्त शक्तिषु, दे एज इफ दे आर स्लीपिंग, द एनर्जी सस्पेंडेड. सो here it's striking that the Kuru ladies begin by stressing Krishna's supreme position. They stress that he should not be seen as an ordinary person. He is, after all, the supreme person. And although on the road when he is going in a chariot, sitting among others, he might seem to be just like another person, but he is the person who existed at the start of creation. It is through him that all living beings got their bodies, and it is into him that all living beings will withdraw at the end of when creation gives way to destruction of the cosmic manifestation. At that time, when the living beings' entities go into deep sleep, the sleep of Sushupti, at that time they go into the they enter into him, they rest in him. So they enter into the body of Mahavishnu. It's not the impersonal merging, because the living entities are still in the material existence, and it is a resting state. So just as when we sleep, our energies are inactive. So like that, the energy of the living entity is being inactive. So essentially the point here is that this is not an ordinary person, this is the same Supreme Lord, you know, whom they have heard about from the sages. Now they are beholding that supreme form again, that Supreme Lord again. Text 22. Sa eva bhuyo nijavirya choditam svajiva mayam prakritim sisrukshataim अनामरूपात्मनि रूपनामनि विधित समानो अनुससार शास्त्रकृत. स एव भूयो, दैट सेम पर्सन अगेन, निजवीर चोदितम, ही परफॉर्म्स बाय हिज ओन एनर्जी निजवीर्य स्वजीव मायां प्रकृतिं सिसृक्षतिं. सो स्वजीव मायां, द लिविंग एंटिटीज, माया द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी, प्रकृतिं, the living entities are placed in material nature, Sisrukshatim. When next time when he creates the world, the world becomes manifested. Anamarupatmani rupa namani. Anamarupatmani. So actually, the living beings also do not have any material names or material forms, but they are given material names and forms at that time. Viditsamano asusar anusasar shastrakut viditsamano. He wants to award them these things. Anusasar. As is appropriate, as is, has been entrusted, shastrakrit. That person who is the compiler of scripture. So this can refer to Krishna as the compiler of the scripture. It can also refer to as is revealed in scripture. In this context especially, anusasara shastrakrit. That same Lord into whom all the living beings withdraw at the time of cosmic annihilation, to those living entities, he gives them name and form. Anam rupa, rupatmani rupa namni. So here there is again a poetic inversion in the repetition. There is anam rupatmani. So there the nam is mentioned first and rupa is mentioned later. And then the second half, rupa namni. Rupa is mentioned first and nam is mentioned later. So there is a symmetry there. The two mentions to rupa come in the middle and the two mentions to nam come at the ends of the sentence. And anam rupatmani rupa namani. So the living entity's conditioned identity also comes by the grace of the Supreme Lord. So we may think of ourselves as an engineer, as a doctor, as a professor or whatever, as an Indian, as an American, as a male, as a female. Now all these identities, they are imparted to us by Krishna through the material energy. Based on these identities, we may achieve many things in life. And those achievements we often think are mine. But the foundation based on which we make those achievements, they come from Krishna. The foundation comes from Krishna. The abilities with which you make those achievements, they come from Krishna. So ultimately, we are not able to, we can't do anything without Krishna's grace. So the key thing for us as sadhakas is to recognize that life moves on steadily in this material existence, but then there is at the end of cosmic time complete annihilation. So everyone and everything that may be very glorious in this world, it will all be finished at that time. But even at that time, Krishna will exist, and what we have lost, Krishna will give it back to us. So of course we may not go back into this exact same position that we were before the creation ended, but basically again we will get a name, again we will get a form. So what Krishna can do, no one else can do. And thus Krishna has an extreme, has a distinctive and unique position. He is the Supreme Person, Nijavirya Choditam, by his own energy. Now sometimes he does this by his own energy. Sometimes, say if a person becomes a witness against a very great criminal, against a criminal gang or something like that, then that person's life comes under great threat. And then the government may do a witness protection program for that person. And with the witness protection program, they may give that person a new identity. Plastic surgery or something like that might be done, by which even the name of the person, look of the person may also be changed. So, nama rupa can be changed. And now, if the nama rupa can be significantly changed, that's a remarkable thing. So, Krishna is such a great person that nama rupa that is imparted, that can be totally changed. And that is his unique position. Text 23. Sava ayam yat padam atra surayo jitendriya nirjita matarishvanaha pashyanti bhakti utkali उत्कलिता मलात्मना नन्व एष सत्वं परिमार्ष्टुम अर्हति। Almost all these verses are spoken with the Lord being addressed in second person. Here it is, that same Lord, third person. Here is, they're not talking to the Lord, the third person, but they're discussing among each other about the Lord. So here is, Sava ayam yat padmatra surayo. Here is that same Lord who padmatra, here is that Lord. And to surayo, say the devatas, who are also devotees, the devatas, devotees, Jitendriya Nirjita Matarishvana. So, this Lord's attractive form is relished, is experienced by those who have Jitendriya, those who have conquered their senses. Nirjita Matarishvana. They have conquered their life affairs. And Pashyanti Bhakti Utkalita Amalatmana. Bhakti Utkali. Those who have develop devotion to him, amalatmana, they are purified, cleansed soul, nanvayesh sattvam, by this certainly, esh sattvam existence, parimarshitum arhati. So, this is the certainly the way to purify the mind. They deserve to see the Lord. This is the arhati, this is the befitting way to purification. So, two sort of symbiotic points are made over here. They are beholding the form of the Lord, and they are also saying that they are acknowledging, appreciating, relishing the fact that beholding the Lord is by no means easy. When Krishna descends to this world, at that time he may be visible to everyone. And when he is visible to everyone, it seems that what's so great about seeing Krishna? Even the demons like Duryodhana and his cohorts also saw Krishna. But actually, that is the special mercy that he bestows during the period of his descent. But when he is not descended to this world, at that time seeing him is extremely difficult. And just to have his darshan, at that time, people can go through, people may often have to go through great extremes. They may even have to perform austerities for months, years, decades, even lifetimes. And it is through those austerities, after then they become purified. They control their senses, they become free from material influences, they become pure-hearted, and devotion awakens to them. After devotion to the Lord awakens in their hearts, then they are able to see Him. The same Lord is not at all easy to see. They are appreciating their fortune in beholding the form of the Lord and recognizing that only very special souls are able to see it. So now, of course, they don't imply over here, they don't state explicitly or even imply that they are themselves special souls, but that is understood, that they are appreciating the rarity of what they are getting to behold. Now we may say that actually they have been with the Lord for so long. So, he has stayed with them, lived with them in their same house. So, what's so great? You know, it's this time when Krishna is departing, the statements of this Kuru ladies, Kuru Kanyas, reveals that they are not taking things for granted. They are appreciating Krishna's speciality, Krishna, the rareness of Krishna's manifestation and Krishna's darshan, and they are appreciating it now. Text 24. Sava ayam sakhya anugit satkatho vedeshu guhyoshu cha guhyavadi bhi ya ek isho jagadatma lilaya srijityavatyatina tatra sajjate. Sava ayam sakhya. Oh friend, oh, he is indeed anugit satkatho. He is described with the satkatha, with the wonderful narrations. He performs wonderful pastimes and when those are narrated, they are wonderful stories. Vedeshu guhyoshu cha guhyavadibhi. Vedeshu guhyeshu. In the confidential sections of the Vedas, his pastimes are described. Guhyavadibhi. So, those who know the secrets, they describe it. Again, we see poetic beauty here. Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadibhi. So the word guhya is repeated at a symmetrical position around the word cha, and the first and the last words, they have the similar sound of va. Vedeshu and vadibhi. Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadibhi. What this means is that although Krishna is talked about in the Vedas, it's not all that direct. It's not all that explicit. So it's in the confidential sections of the Vedas, and the confidential devotees can understand how the Vedas do refer to him. And Yaek Isho Jagadatma Leelaya. This Lord is one supreme Lord. Jagat Atma Leelaya, Jagat Atma, the complete human creation, he is the super soul of that Leelaya. For by manifesting of his pastimes, it is as the Leela that he does all this in this world. What does he do? Sujatya Vatyatti Natatra Sajjate. Sujati, he creates. Avati, he maintains. Atti, annihilate. Natatra Sajjate. But he doesn't become attached, he doesn't become bound, he doesn't become entangled. So, the Lord over here is described as being transcendental. These three phases of action, material existence, creation, maintenance and destruction, he's the overseer of it all. These would not happen without him. And yet, when the things are destroyed by the as per the cosmic time cycles, he is not attached, he does not get entangled. The world creates Leela, yeah. It is like a play for him. It's like a child may make a sand castle, a child may destroy the sand castle. So of course, in some cases, children may get attached to it, but in this particular case, the Lord doesn't become attached to it at all. So, here, the important thing is Krishna's transcendental position is being stressed here again and again. And even when he is performing human pastimes, it is to be remembered that he is not an ordinary human being. He is the Supreme Person. Text 25. Yadaya dharmena tamo dhyondrapa jivanti tatraisha hi sattvatah kila dhatte bhagam satyam ritam dayam yasho Bhavaya rupan dhat yuge yuge yadaya adharmena. So when being driven by unrighteousness, tamodhiyo nrupa, nrupa is kings, tamodhiya, those whose consciousness is dominated by tamogva, jivanti tatraishahi sattvatah kila, jivanti, when they are living like this, they live like animals. Tatraishahi sattvatah kila. That Lord whose existence is pure, who is transcendent, dhatte bhagam satyam ritam. Dhatte, he may manifest bhagam, his opulence, power, satyam, truth, ritam. Ritam is positiveness, Prabhupada translates it as dayam, mercy, yasho. Fame, wonderful activities. Bhavaya rupani dadat yuge yuge bhavaya. He manifests, appears rupani in different rupa forms. Dadat yuge yuge he up yuge yuge, again and again he appears. So this is actually similar to the Bhagavad Gita 4.7 and 8, where Krishna says that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya. Dātmānam sujāmyaham. So where the Bhagavad Gita talks in terms of principles, when dharma decreases and adharma increases, I manifest. So here, the Bhagavatam talks more in terms of agents. It says that how does adharma come about? Adharma come about because of their adharmic kings, nrupa, and those who are tamodhiyo, those who are influenced by the mode of ignorance. And under that influence, they are needlessly violent, they are atrocious, they are exploitative. And at such times, when they are being dragged down, at that time, what is done? Bhavaya Rupani Tadat Yuge Yuge. So whenever such a thing happens, he comes again and again. So till now, so this verse marks a transition in thought. That till now, the Kuru ladies were talking about how Krishna is transcendental, how he exists before creation, how he exists beyond this material manifestation. They're saying he is indeed that same person. Then the question may come up that, okay, if he is a transcendental person who exists beyond creation, why is he manifesting within creation? So they are giving a general principle here that although he is transcendental, he is not indifferent. He has established this creation so that by living purely, living virtuously within this creation, the souls can become purified and can attain him. And for that purpose, there has to be the rule of dharma in this world. And so whenever the rule of dharma is lost, at that time, this Lord manifests here so as to establish dharma. So he removes the tamasic, the ignorant kings who are abusing power and abusing people and distorting people from the path of dharma. Yuge, yuge, he comes again and again, yuga after yuga, sambhavami, yuge, yuge, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. It's in 4.8, that same yuge, yuge, two repeated words, they occur here also in the end of this verse as they have occurred over there in 4.8. Text 26. Aho alam shlagyatamam yado kulam. Aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam. Yad eshapum sam rishabha shriyapati. Swajanmana chankramane na chanchit chanchati. So the first two lines are again very beautifully symmetric and poetic. Aho alam. Oh, this is indeed certainly shlagyatamam yado kulam. The Yadukul in which this Lord has manifested, it's supremely glorious. Shlagyatamam. Aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam. Madhorvanam. The vanam usually refers to the forest. So madhorvanam refers to the forest of Mathura. This can refer to Vrindavan. So they are saying that, okay, when that transcendent becomes immanent in this world, that's an extraordinary event. And that extraordinary event, wherever it has happened, wherever that infinite is manifested in this finite world, wherever that supreme being is manifested in this finite world of time and space, those places, how fortunate they are. So how glorious is Yadokula, there is the dynasty in which the Lord is manifested. How glorious is the Madhuvanam, the forest in which the Lord sported. Krishna had an extraordinary childhood. He was born from one set of parents. But then he was fostered and brought up by another set of parents. And he lived in the forest of Vrindavan during that time. So, aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam. How wonderful is the forest, how blessed is the forest of Madhorvan, of the forest in Mathura, that Krishna lived over there. Yad esha pumsam rishabha shriyapati. And the people over there, Pumsam, people, Rishabha, he is the leader of all living beings, the leader of all people. Shriyapati, the leader of the people, not only the people who are there around him now, he is leader not only of the people among whom he appeared, the people among whom he sported, but he is the leader of all living beings. Yadesha Pumsam, Rishabha, Shriyapati. So Shriyapati, that is the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. And Swajanmana Chankramanena Chanchati. So Swajanmana, by his appearance, he appeared over there. Chankramanena means that he crawled on the ground while moving on the feet, using his knees and using his elbows and hands. He moved around over there. So that Supreme Lord, who is the master of all of existence, who is transcendental to everything in this world, isn't it astonishing that he sported like this, that he played like this. Chanchati, such are his glories, cha anchati. So they are appreciating both the place where the Lord appeared and what the Lord did on appearance over there. Krishna says that janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatva tatyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Those who understand his appearance and activities, they attain him. And here, the Kuru ladies are demonstrating such a tattvataha understanding. They are not just seeing Krishna as a person and by that appearance thinking of him as just another king. They are recognizing that this is the supreme being who is manifesting over here. Text 27. Aho batsvar yashashas tiraskari kushal kushasthali punya yashaskari bhuya pashyanti nityam yad anugrahe anugrahe shitam smitavalokam swapatim smayat prajaha. Aho bata, how wonderful it is, swara yashasas tiraskari, that swara yashasah, swara refers here to swarga over here, that is glory, the glories of the heavenly planet, tiraskari, that they are defeated. Tiraskar means to look down upon or to lower. So even the glories of the heavenly planets they pale in comparison to Kushasthali. Kushasthali refers to Dwarka. Punya yashashkari bhuyaha. The virtue and the fame of this earth. Indeed, it is the fortune of the earth that Dwarka is there. And in Dwarka's glory has excelled the glory of Swarga. Pashyanti nityam yad anugrahe shitam. Pashyanti nityam, the people are there always able to see anugrahe shitam. When he bestows his mercy on them, smitavalokam, they can see his face, they can see him glancing at them with a gentle smile on his face. Swapatim, so they, the one who is the Lord of all living beings, the soul of all living beings, master of all living beings, mayat prajaha, the inhabitants of this place. So now, they have talked about the fortune of Yadukula and of the Madhuvana. Now they talk specifically about the place where Krishna is going to depart, the place where Krishna actually resides. And how wonderful is that place? How wonderful is that place? They say that it's actually more glorious than Swarga. Now the Bhagavatam is narrated in a culture where the influence of the Vedic Karmakanda is there, but it is slowly being superseded, transcended. That means, within the general Kshatriya culture, Swarga is considered to be an extremely exalted destination. Some might even consider it to be the highest destination. Attaining Swarga is life's highest success. But even in Swarga, one doesn't get to behold the form of the Lord regularly, and certainly to see him, a sweet smile in his form as Krishna, that is an extremely rare thing. So the presence of Krishna as on earth in Dwarka has made Dwarka and earth superior to Swarga. And what is the great fortune of those who are able to behold Krishna regularly? How astonishing, how wonderful, how thrilling is this, that they are contemplating and appreciating. They had smitavalokam, they just beheld the smile of Krishna as he was departing. And now they are thinking that this Krishna lives in Dwarka. So the people of Dwarka get to see Krishna's smile regularly. How fortunate they are, how wonderful it is. We'll continue in our next session.